From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Hundreds of thousands of people visited New Orleans over the weekend for the 50th anniversary of Southern Decadence. It's the city's annual LGBTQ community festival and parade. As Shalina Chetlani of the Gulf States Newsroom reports, health officials saw this event as an opportunity to promote and administer the monkeypox vaccine.
Labor Day weekend in New Orleans was packed with pub crawls and colorful street parades. Anthony Reed and his boyfriend Christopher Bowles had fun over the weekend, but on Monday their main agenda was finding and getting the monkeypox vaccine.
A couple that vaccinates together stays together.
Come up that on your own.
Yeah, I did.
You know, you're so pretty.
I am pretty, and that's all that matters.
The two are from New Orleans and happy to easily find this bustling vaccine site at Louis Armstrong Park. It's a historical and inclusive gathering spot that's also close to festivities in the iconic French Quarter.
I mean, there's signs everywhere, but I'd rather come out here. It's a little more secluded, but it's better than going on a corner in a French Quarter and getting a shot.
Many of the people at this vaccine site say they saw posts about the event on social media and on dating websites. There were flyers in bathrooms and bars, informational booklets in hotels, and it spread through word of mouth throughout the five-day festival. Louisiana Department of Health state epidemiologist Teresa Sokol said that was kind of the point.
We really knew that we wanted to implement a robust response ahead of and during Southern Decadence. We know that folks who are at increased risk for monkeypox exposure would be attending.
Sokol says the New Orleans and Louisiana Department of Health reached out to the Centers for Disease Control to establish this health hub for Southern Decadence. The state got up to 6,000 extra monkeypox doses from the CDC ahead of the event, as well as additional medical staff to administer the shot. But there was another key strategy to this site. Monkeypox is a viral infection spread by prolonged intimate contact. There's also a risk with more casual contact, too. Right now, CDC data suggests the main group of people impacted are those in the LGBTQ community. And that's a message that has spread throughout the country, that monkeypox is a problem for LGBTQ people, specifically gay men. But this weekend, health officials promoted a different message. Anyone can get the virus, so anyone at high risk of exposure to the virus can get vaccinated. John Brooks of the CDC says they've learned a lesson from both the COVID-19 pandemic and the HIV/AIDS crisis.
We've had 30 years of experience to learn from HIV, and one of the most important lessons was that we need to tell people the truth about who is being affected by this. But we need to create ways to access the services that are non-discriminatory and non-stigmatizing.
This hub is one of two partnerships in the South that the CDC put on this weekend, where there were large LGBTQ gatherings. The other one is in Atlanta. The New Orleans hub saw lots of locals, but also people from New York and LA, where vaccine supply is limited, and from more conservative areas like the Mississippi Delta and rural Alabama. Over the long weekend, Sokol says they gave out more than 800 monkeypox shots and 150 COVID shots.
We've had a lot of folks who might reside in rural areas have remarked about the stigma that they're concerned about experiencing if they try to seek the vaccine in their home state. So we really tried to create sort of an all-inclusive atmosphere.
Right now, there are about 20,000 cases of monkeypox across the country, and the majority are in communities of color. Local and federal health officials say they'll be watching that trend closely and figure out ways to meet people where they are in a sensitive way. And so far, visitors to New Orleans say they love that they can stay healthy among people they feel comfortable with. Darren Johnson from Lake Charles, Louisiana, came to Southern Decadence with his friends. He says he feels that there's an undue burden on the community to stop the spread of monkeypox, and that's not fair.
It seems like it's up to us to make a difference about monkeypox. And if that doesn't happen, then it's on us. And that's how it feels.
Johnson says he's pleased with public health officials' proactive response so far. His friend, Jay Hinton, says disease spreads when communities are forced to stay hidden and can't seek help. So he believes there's another important lesson from the past.
To let us be in the light, to let us exist and have a life and be free to move among people.
Johnson says it's important that people set aside their personal judgments and work together to stop the spread of monkeypox now, before it becomes a problem that impacts everyone. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Shalina Chatlani.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a collaboration among public media stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.